بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Continuing with the beautiful names of Allah جل جلاله, that a person is introduced to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, so that we begin to love Allah جل جلاله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is an embodiment. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is that entity, the Zat, whom we should love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, enumerating the bounties of Allah, understanding the sifat of Allah, how Allah Jalla Jalalu takes care of us, how Allah Ta'ala suffices for us, how Allah Ta'ala feeds us, how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us air to breathe, entire system we have, everything we have only belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Internally, externally, after realizing this, then you should ask, naturally you should ask, Ya Allah, how do you want me to be? Our Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Namarakatu mentioned one time, he says, one boy gave me so much of joy he gave me. It's the first time in my entire, what we can say, career, or being a principal, or being an alim of deen, it's not a career, it's a khidmat of deen. Maulana says, one boy came to me in the office and asked me, he sat down, he said, Maulana, tell me how you want me to be. What kind of a student you want me to be? He says, my entire life nobody asked me that question. What was Mafiz Zamir? What was in my heart? How I want every student to be? Nobody ever asked me. He says, first boy in my life asked me. He says, how do you want me to be? 24 hours, tell me. I will try my best to be like that. What appreciation. See, another one of the students qualified for madrasa. 6-7 years he was there, studied there. Alhamdulillah, very good student, appreciated. He says, what appreciation he had. For just studying here, he got ilm from here, alhamdulillah. What a great thing. He got ilm from here, became an alim of deen, became a hafiz of Quran. Greatest ni'mat of Allah. Ilm, one of the greatest ni'mat of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. He says, as alim, the student qualified, became an alim, and he started making some khidmat somewhere, some masjid, some musalla, maktab, etc. After the first month, he came back to the office, he made salah with me, and he gave me an envelope. So Hazrat says, what is this? He said, Marana hadiyah for you. He said, what do you mean? He said, my first paycheck here, Hazrat, is for you. I owe it to you. What you gave me here in the Darul Ulum, I cannot pay you enough. This is about out of appreciation. What I have achieved, what I have obtained in the madrasa. Ya Allah, what we attain in the dunya, subhanallah. How much now we should repay to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? You beg to Allah as Allah wants it. Only a man says now, I'm very fussy about my food. Very fussy. And before, when he's going to look for a wife also, the first thing on his list is a menu. Can she cook? Can she cook? One sati of mine met me now recently, once we get married. He's been through some halat. So I said, what kind of wife are you looking for? Said, she's able to cook. First thing, cook. He said, subhanAllah. Way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I got Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. How he taught us, how he wants us to do everything. Yaqeen, the love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yaqeen upon Allah Jalla Jalalu. My entire life is for Allah. Not for anybody else. Ya Allah, I am your slave, you are the supreme master. And I love to be your slave. Allahumma anta khalaqtani. Allahumma anta khalaqtani. Ya Allah, you created me. You gave me everything. Wa anta tahdini, wa anta tud'imuni, wa anta tusqini, wa anta tumituni, wa anta tuhini. Sunnah dua of Nabi alayhi salatu. Allah, you created me. Wa anta tahdini. Ya Allah, you gave me hidayat. Only you give me hidayat. Otherwise, I should be a jahil. I'm still a jahil. I'm still learning. But Allah, you give me some hidayat to understand something. There is Allah out there to look for Allah. There's so much enjoyment in looking for Allah. So much enjoyment. One dua. Now, Hazrat is saying also, enjoy yourself making wuzu also. Make it a call in the sunnah. He says, now we're designing our homes. That now, there's no place to make wuzu in the house also. That should be a separate place altogether. We are making wuzu khana. This is the Muslim home. Designed by a Muslim, for a Muslim, to make my investment for akhirat. Wuzu khana separate, toilet separate, washing separate. So we've got all facilities in the house, alhamdulillah. Cut down the room a little bit. I make the facilities. I can make my, read my masnoon du'as. He says, can you put a price to one du'a? You can't put a price to it. Then one du'a can lead you to Jannat. You made the du'a. Hazrat mentions also, amongst our great mashayikh, Ghalibam wa Ilyasab rahmatullah alayhi, or some other mashayikh, when he passed away, there was a great hujum and crowd for his janazah. and standing next to the grave, waiting for the janaza to come. Thousands, hundred thousands of people. Janaza has been passed along, and this great wali of Allah standing next to the qabr waiting. And he was sahibul kashf. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him that he could see things by the permission of Allah which normally man can't see. So as he's standing there, and he looks up and he sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also standing and waiting. He says, O Nabi of Allah, you waiting for Mawlana Ilyasa? He says, yes. He says, for what reason? Is tabligh da'wah? He says, no. He says, every occasion he never forgot my masnoon dua. Every occasion he never forgot the dua that I used to read. Because of that one dua, he got so close to me. So out of ikram for him, out of isharaf for him, honor for him, I've also come for his janaza. Subhanallah. Is that far-fetched? Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, by the permission of Allah, can move around in the world. Permissible. But he can't be 100 places one time. Can be one place, by the permission of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Just on the sunnah du'as. So one du'a, we can't think Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. So how to get to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So how to understand the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How to bring the sunnahs in our life completely, day and night? And as that's beautiful du'as we learn. How Hazrat teaches us how to understand Sharia, how to make dua. He says, Allah grant me the knowledge of every sunnah. Ya Allah, I want to know every sunnah. I want to know every sunnah. I don't want to miss out on any sunnah in my life. Everything I'm doing, how do I make that an ibadat? My driving becomes ibadat. My sitting, my talking, my standing becomes an ibadat. Give me the knowledge of every sunnah. I love for every sunnah. I love it so much, I don't want to miss it. Like how some people say, I love certain brand name, I only wear that brand name. I love this, I love this certain dish. I can eat it every day. If only I can say, I love the sunnah, I can't live without it. But we just sleep now, I'm feeling tired today, so I won't make guzu and sleep. It's cheap, just leave it out. I didn't get a chance to read my sunnah du'as or my surahs also. I'm tired today. But other things I won't leave out. I got work to do, I got this to do. I got EFG to do, I got to check my bank balance. So how do I love every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If that will come in my heart, then Hazrat says the biggest teacher in a person's home is environment. Biggest teacher is environment. Father loves cars, the son will love cars also. Father loves football, the son will love football also. Father will love sunnah du'as, the child will love sunnah du'as. Hazrat mentioned recently even on Safar somewhere. And that clip came out also. Where that father brought his young son. He said, ask him dua for any occasion. Maybe a 5 or 4 year old son. He said, what's the dua for this, dua for that? He knew all the duas. All the duas. How did he learn the duas? Mother teaches him, father teaches him. They read the duas also. So they learned it. They learned it. Now our children, myself also, hears on the phone. He is speaking on the phone. And they learn all of that now. Gee, what model? How many kilos? What's the color? Auto, manual? So the son knows everything. He learns it. What's the value of property? What's the rental income? How many flats? They learn all the stock, all the trade, everything. What's the value fluctuation? How's it going? Children pick it up and how they speak. Subhanallah, Zakir Bhai told us now recently that he went for Umrah, mashallah. He was playing a clip in the room. Playing the clip in the room, and little daughter heard that clip that we mentioned some time before, that one brother from North Africa making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. The dua he was making, Ya Rab, jituka min baladin ba'idatin, bidhunubin kathiratin faghfirli. 10-year-old girl listening to it, he says, we went for tawaf. He said, little daughter looking at me, she's reading the same dua. She learned the thing. And she's smiling at the father, that I learned that. What that dua that person was making. What sponges Allah Pak is. How they take it in. How quickly they take it in. So we have a love for sunnahs, the sunnahs will come in them. We have love for our sunnah dressing also. The sunnah will come in them. But we have a love now for style, sunnah style now. This type kurta, that type kurta, they also have it. Mother loves it like that, they also love it like that. So Allah give me love for the sunnah as a sunnah is. As a sunnah is. Hazrat says also, we are learning how to make amal upon the sunnah. Now the ummah is slowly going away from the sunnah, but they think they're within the sunnah still now. Hazrat Singh also. Now we put wuzu khana, but the wuzu khana is part of the toilet. How are you going to read the du'as? But I got wuzu khana. But mashallah, that wuzu khana now is just a front. Can't read du'as there because the toilet is right next to it. Make it separate. Cut down on room a little bit. We make it smaller. Make the wuzu khana. Already you got your seat, inshallah, to your jannat. But make it separate. So that also now we're not doing it right. And then when it comes to, Hazrat says, our itar we're using also, from the original itar style we had from Waqabir and from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how to apply the itar, how it was used that time, and how it, now till now also we have it where you open the bottle and you put the silai, put the itar stick and you apply it. Now that way is gone and we put in perfume. Where the tariqah came from? Not from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say mubah permissible, but we love the original style. We love the original style. We want original, we don't want fake. Brand name also, we don't want fake. We want the original, we pay for the price also. So original style is where you open the itar bottle. Oh, you got a roller there, but now it's no more. Now you buy the perfume. Now you buy the perfume, you put the spray. The spray then too, whether the alcohol is permissible, impermissible, whatever, that is all is there now. They say it's permissible. But what's the original? The original smells that come in the Hadith Sharif, to have love for that. The love for the original sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have love to sit on the floor. That too is an ibadat. Then when it comes to the high pan and the low pan, that too. All this now we're preparing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant me the love of every sunnah. Knowledge of every sunnah. The love of every sunnah. Ya Allah, grant me tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah. Even by chance also, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, the whole kitab written by Allama Sufi Iqbal. He compiled 40 ahadith of Rasulullah, of the habits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, how he adhered, only these 40, but there's many more. But these 40, how the Shaykh adhered to these 40 sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How punctual he was, how steadfast he was. Among them he would say, now you won't even come to our mind also, these sunnahs. But Nabi Ali salatu wasalam had a wooden box for his itars also. How he used to keep it. The Shaykh also had one made like that. To that extent now, something we say, okay, if we don't do it, it's not guna. But this is love. This is love. Then my Nabi of Allah, how he kept his itars also? Did he keep it like that? Like one student asked me at one time, he said, Musab, we have a shower every day. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam used to shower. But there's no shower concept in Sharia. It's ghusl, to take a bath. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam used to take a ghusl. Was it always according to the style over here? Where you wash the private parts first, then you make complete wuzu, and then you wash your entire body. Now we never think about it. We just jump in the shower, in and out, whether it was sunnat, whether it was makruh, whether it was correct, doesn't bother. Now we learned it, we grew up like this, we learned it from the Western culture, so we shower like that. But if ever we thought now, what's the sunnat way? Alhamdulillah, every day we're getting reward of fulfilling the sunnat. Just by having the shower that we want to shower. Then combing the hair, Hazrat says, now we're so particular, every day we comb hair. Every day we comb beard. Sometime once in a day, we're making wuzu, don't comb the beard. That too is sunnat. Not to comb. Not to wipe the hands also. Summer months, Hazrat, you find, subhanAllah, Hazrat makes wudu, especially in the summer months, after he finishes, all he does, he wipe his face, wipe the hands, and no tissue, no towel. He said, this is also sunnah, not to wipe. And then he says, look at the nur on the person that has droplets of water trickling from his face. There's nur of wuzu that. All that is the reward, sawab, all that water. He says, leave that natural also. Now it becomes so habitual, I've got to have a towel. Now it's so hot as it is, but I've got to look now for some paper. Got to look for some towel. Let me check. Fighting with the muezzin, but where's the towels? It's hot, but you don't have to wipe. Right. And that all culture of washing the towels now, detergent, and the washing machine, and the cleaning up now, we're not contributing. But now we're shouting muezzin, or tell the trustee. There was no zuhr time, there was no towels there. Why it's so hot as it is? So everything we're complaining about. Aircon wasn't on, and this wasn't. You say, what's the sunnah? There was no aircon in Madina Manawara, in the time of Rasulullah s.a.w. So sometimes make niyat also, ya Allah. They perspired also, Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, but he had a beautiful scent. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so close to the Sunnah, when Yusuf Mutala Sahib mentioned to us Rahmatullah Ali, he says, the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, because of his illness, he should be full time in the wheelchair. Alright? But in Saharanpur in UP, during winter it's very cold, almost 4 or 5 months. He said, in the 4 or 5 months, it was very, very difficult for the Shaykh to have a bath. So he just wipe himself. That too on the wheelchair. But he says, despite not able to have a complete bath, he needs to wear a thick kurta to keep warm. Now we know a person hasn't had a real bath for a long period of time, almost 4 months, not complete with soap and like how we have a bath. So certain amount of smell will come from a person's body. But he says, we used to actually rush and fight when to get the Sheikh off the wheelchair. We used to fight to put our hand under his armpit, but when we used to take it out, it was full of musk. Full of musk. Because of his closeness to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, even his perspiration had the fragrance of musk. That is love now. And tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah. Then Ya Allah, accept my life, my health, my wealth, my time for the khidmat of every sunnah in the entire world. That's our life. This is all preparation. This what we're talking about now, all preparation for what in reality? This is preparation now to stand in the court of Allah. What the whole talk right now is what? International Court of Justice. ICJ. See? Started today. When hours is going to start? Can be tonight. Can be tonight. What preparation is getting made right now? And the way we're talking right now, that we know the entire case also. Who's going to defend it? And what article this and article 2A and 2B and the right wing and the left wing, Ashabul Yameen, Ashabul Shimal, Quran says. People of the right, people of the left. That Jew boy now in the parliament, 5 years he's serving there, he's on the left wing. So now he's with the ICJ. All that we know, maybe you don't know, I'm telling you. So all that we know. Allah will ask in the court, we come tonight in the court of Allah, you know the sunnah. You know the sunnah of that, but you knew all that case. Your case is now pending. Your case is pending. How are you going to fight your case? Ya Allah. There's no now advocate to fight the case. I'm my own advocate. I've got to fight my own case. I've got to fight my own case. And Allah Ta'ala save us that Alim passed away, whole family went with him. Allah make maghfirat. Allah save us. We have to go. We have to go. And now I go there with my t-shirt and my no topi and my jeans. And my son will love the same thing, jeans, t-shirt and no topi. How am I going to stand now and defend my case? And then look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You didn't like my dressing. You didn't like my sunnah. You didn't like how I dressed. There's no coming back. There's no second chance. We're talking about genocide, ethnic cleaning or cleansing. Allah forgive us, but before we used to hear, alright, about the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Who's carrying the janaza of it? Myself. I am committing the genocide in my own life. This sunnah, don't put for me right. That one day some function is coming up or 5 years ago somewhere, we're causing the genocide. Whatever we give to Allah will come back to us. So the genocide, ethnic cleansing, all these terms we're using, we're doing it to ourselves. Ethnic cleansing, how many of the ummah every morning is cleansing their beards also? Taking it out. Ethnic cleansing, we can't keep it. In that ayat of Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, haven't I given you enough years? Haven't I given you enough years that if a person had to take heed and a lesson, enough time I've given him already. What do you say in hours to come right? Allah says, I've given you time. You didn't come right still. Different tafsir. Different tafsir. Hazrat Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi, his tafsir, he says 17 years old. By 17 years old, his warning comes to you. Allah ta'ala says, I give you enough years already. You're not taking heed. Hazrat Qatada rahimahullah says, by age 18, 17, 18, now what the boy knows? He says, no, he's a baligh man already. He's a young adult. He says, by now already he should know, he should be knowing. This is right, this is wrong. This is haram, this is halal. This is impermissible, permissible. This is sunnah, this is not sunnah. But that age already he should know. And if he did not come right, then this ayat means that the evidence against you is completed, your case is closed. Your case is closed. How are you going to fight the case in ICJ now? Allah Ta'ala's international court. How are you going to fight it? Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma and Abdullah and other mufassirin, some say 40 years old, some say 60 years old. Allah said, I gave you 40 years of your life now. 40 years, so I gave you enough time to realize what you should be doing with your life. Some say by 60. Now for weak ones like myself, we take it to be 60 inshallah. We still got time. Whether we're going to reach Allah knows best. They say by 60 already Allah has given you enough time. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Already the warner has come to you. The warner Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some say the Quran Sharif. And they say, with the years and wonders, what is the link? That every rising sun and setting sun is a wonder. That you lost one day now. You lost one day. Now if you lost one day, you understand this day. And ulama say that every birthday, every new year's, is a most horrifying and terrifying wonder. Not to celebrate. It's a loss. But look in Western culture, say, now throw a party. Throw a party that you lost 60 years of your life. Throw it. That's what we do. Person lost 60,000 and this throw one party. Say, bevukuf aadmi. You may go check his aqal little bit. That's what the ummah is doing. Child is 6 years old, throw one party. They lost 6 years old. They lost 6 years right now. Every birthday, every New Year's, they say, is a terrifying reminder and honor that your day is coming closer, it's coming closer, it's coming closer. How are you going to fight that case in the court of Allah? That's what I'm saying. The entire world now is prepared. They say, which other countries are going to back up this case? That Africa now is a forerunner in it. He's a forerunner. How can I be a forerunner in my own life, my own deen? Whether they're going to win the case, Allah says, you come onto the sunnah, you please me, very easy to win this case. Just make the niyat and start walking that way. Ya Allah, every sunnah knowledge I want to know. I want to learn it. I want to know about it. How I want to learn it. How my wife is going to learn it. I'm going to have ta'lim at home. I'm going to have ta'lim at home. She's going to listen to the talks, to the bayans, open the kitabs, and educate our wives at home. Alhamdulillah, everything else they know. What's the color of the paint, they'll tell you. Alright? What's the color of the granite, they'll tell you. What kind of wood you put in the kitchen, they'll tell you. All that we gave them. Alright? We gave them all the choices, everything. Now teach them the deen. Teach them the deen. The only way they will learn deen from us is when we have akhlaq. When we have akhlaq. If you don't have akhlaq in the house, now this is going to become buzruk now. Now you have ta'lim. Can't talk nicely. Can't even speak to you nicely. Now you start ta'lim. Bayan you want to give now. Yes, you have to have akhlaq with them. Have character with them. So they can trust us, we can make ta'lim, so they listen to us, and we can educate them. Because Hakim Sahib Rahimullah has a kitab on sunnahs. One sunnah read for the day, for the week. One sunnah. This is what we say, we're enriching ourselves. We're enriching ourselves, we're learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know which sunnah upon which sunnah. Allah will take rahmah upon us. We'll win the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because every sunnah is beloved to Allah. Every sunnah is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect of the sunnah. And simply for us, so many brothers are going for umrah, they're coming back, and we're meeting them, we're seeing no topi on the head. Ya Allah, banda, you made sajda in Mataf, you made sajda in the roda. We don't like to say it, but our kabir say, sharam kar, I have a little bit shame now. Where you went and you came, is now the way you dressed like you went to Hollywood or somewhere you came. With that fashion and that style. You came from Medina Sharif. You came from Baytullah Sharif. Just like how Allah wants me. Because I'm going to stand in his court. Malik Yawmiddin. He's going to be the judge. And I'm going to bring the evidence to Rasulullah, to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Here's my evidence. It's so simple. We've got to come onto sunnah, bring our children upon sunnah, bring our homes upon the sunnah, take out the haram things, bring the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the shafqat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam in our akhlaq. We mentioned these five departments. You know, ibadat. Ibadat, everything according to sunnah. Our dressing head to toe, internally, externally, our ma'amulat, bring all that according, all our ibadat, our qaza, whatever it is. Ramadan is coming now. Start preparing for Ramadan. So all our ibadat, whether our salah, our Quran, our dhikr, our fasting, hajj. Hajj also now, this season is coming. Many, many brothers are stressing. Name came out, I don't have the funds. Women sometimes, they don't have the funds, a man doesn't have the fund, but they're stressing so much. But we tell them, by zafar is upon you. Farz is salah is farz upon you. Give pressure for that. You say, by tonight I go to what click it or whatever now on the internet. I'll go to the agent. So much of a rush. But in reality, is that farz, I'm hoping something opens up. Masjid already opened up. But you're not there for Fajr namaz. You're not there for Isha namaz. But now I have to go for Hajj. I have to go for Hajj. I have to make a plan. Hajj is farz upon you. A name came up, but you don't have the means. I have only 1/3 of it, 1/4 of it. Go make umrah then. Go make a nice umrah. Umrah, Hadith Sharif say, will remove your poverty for you. Go make dua then for Hajj, inshallah. Is that farz upon you? You can afford it. Go make the umrah. Go see Baytullah. Go see Madina Munawwara. Go see it. Even for a few days to go and see it. Go visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go make salam to him and ask to make dua for you. Go to Baytullah, hold the ghilaf and make dua for yourself. Allah will open the way. Hajj is that difficult. If you don't have the means, it's not farz. You don't have to go. Salah is farz. Yes, perform the salah. That should be the urgency every day. My salah, my salah, my salah. That is farz upon you every day. There is no nisab over there. That now I'm going to have so much of funds and so much of preparation, etc. That importance we should give. What is most important, give it due importance. Now the ummah now, all shakir. People are going for umrah also. Oh, umrah was spoiled. Why? I couldn't go to the rawdah. But you're not going to go to the rawdah. You're going to Madina Munawwara to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamdiya wa akabir. He said, just go make one salam and they would leave after that. Khwaja Aziz al-Hassan Manzoob rahmatullah alayhi. Was it him, Ghaliban, that he came to Thanabon to meet his Shaykh the Thami rahmatullah alayhi. Came to meet him, it was Qailula time, Hazrat was sleeping. They told the Khadim, Khadim said, the attendant said, Hazrat just took rest now. He said, koi baat nahi. I just came to see his face. My heart will get full. Just peeped in the room, so Hazrat's face said, bas, I'm going now. Just from the silence of the Shaykh, they would take benefit. Just by looking from his face, why this is a love for Allah. I love this person for the sake of Allah. I can't see my Allah, but I can see an Allah wala. Just then they were gone. Just to go, it was Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. They would say that every Thursday night, he would send a fast rider from his where his government was. He would send a horse, fast horse rider from his palace now, from wherever his khilafat was. He would send him from Syria, right to Medina Munawwara. Just go convey my salams to Rasulullah SAW and come back. Just convey salams only, direct salam on Thursday night. So just to go, Hazrat says, even if you just make one mustaqil, only just one trip just to go make salat and salam and come back home. It is enough for me. Enough for me. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is hayat, is alive in his qabr. Like how a person goes, I'm just going to see my mother. Even if I don't have a meal also, just to go make salam with her. I'm going to see my father. So I'm going to Medina Munawwara, even I don't get the roda also. The roda is for me. I want to get in there. I want to get in there and tell the whole family how I got in there also, subhanAllah. Allah's ikram for me. Alhamdulillah. Allah makes ikram also, but I didn't get it. It's a major. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the rawdah is a piece of Jannah, and these halqas of ta'aleen and majlis also is a garden of Jannah. Hadith Sharif says, all these halqas of ta'aleen taking place in the masjid every night, we're having in our home, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, is also a garden of Jannah. I really to understand how he knows the garden of Jannah, see how the sleep comes. When he's sitting in the garden, and the sleep will come, then you understand this is really a garden of Jannah. So this we can have every day at home. Yes, that now is a superior one, a different level and status. But the real thing is to go and present yourself before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the main thing of Madina Munawwara. So how to understand our deen, how to prepare ourselves to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His court. When is it going to happen? When I say Ahmad Khan Sahib will say Rahmatullah alayhi, is every day when you wake up, understand you're already walking your pul sirat. Every day you're walking your pul sirat. So prepare for it, because you don't know when you're going to slip. So when you're walking every day, you're walking on the thin pul sirat. Not this way, not that way. To the masjid, home, my activities, my amal, all according to sunnah, my dressing, my thinking, I'm preparing for that day. I'm preparing to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a reality. I'll have to stand there. The first question about salah. Person can't move. He cannot move until he answers about his salah. What was the condition of your salah? Today, subhanallah, we have, according to different businesses, we have a bookkeeper, or we have an accountant, or we have a chartered accountant, or we have an auditor, based on the business. Alright, go to check everything is in place. This will be very particular. Books must be up to date. Is my book for today up to date? Did I read my Quran today? Did I make my zikr a little bit today? Did I get my takbirah ula today? I'm my own bookkeeper. I'm my own chartered accountant. I must audit my amal every day. Because I'm walking my full sirat. It's not that now I'm planning ahead. Yes, we are planning. Jai is permissible. But I don't know when it's going to happen, when I'm going to leave. But that's why right now in the entire world, the whole hubbub is about now, the whole court case. So all these things in reality is for me to remind myself about my own court case in the eyes, in the court of Allah. How am I going to stand there? How am I going to defend myself? How am I going to put my case forward? And on that day, the lips are going to be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمَنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ hands will speak, and then the feet will speak, the thighs will speak, they'll give evidence against you the day of Qiyamah. Then you can't, say. Why are you giving evidence? أَنْدَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْدَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. You say, why are you speaking against me? Allah Ta'ala give me speech. Give me the power of speech to speak against you today. Hazrat says they will turn witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. Our own limbs, who so to say we enjoyed, involved with him in haram. Now all of a sudden they're speaking against us. Now we know the child also. And the child sees us doing something, or we said something, etc., etc. The child heard his innocent mind. And now sitting with the family, now the child will say, Ami, isn't you said that about the auntie? Ami said, no, who told you? They're speaking lies. The child won't speak lies. The child won't speak lies. Or the child heard something, and you say it, as is. How are you going to belie the child and falsify him? You know, he won't speak a lie. He won't make up a story like that. And how embarrassed we feel. They don't know if we'll put our face after that. Qiyamah's day, where we going to run? When the thighs speak, say, why are you saying all these things? But you didn't. You did these things. You didn't bring sunnahs in your life. You didn't realize you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize, my dear brothers, that we're going to prepare for that is a reality. All these sunnahs have to come into our lives. Whether we are traveling, whether we are at home, whether we are with family people, in our business dealings, all these things, in all the five departments, in our ibadat, in our akhlaqiyat, how we come forward, and we reiterating, as it says, remind yourself every morning. And make a conscious niyat every morning. Make a conscious niyat every morning. That, Ya Allah, today I will give taklif to no one. I will give taklif to no one. No one will get taklif from me. Taklif, any trouble. And first on the list is my wife, then my parents. Then so, why we forget sometimes? The wife will open mouth a little bit, then we forget we made this niyat. Because we didn't include her in it. She's mustasna, munqati. She's cut out completely from this. She's not included in this niyat over here. No, no, put her in the niyat also. She also will get taklif from me. Whether my parents, whether my wife, my friends, my relatives, and also my co-workers and my employees, they won't get the cliff from me. We make the niyat through our niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our simple words, will make them behave. Allah will make them, because I made the niyat. So Allah ta'ala will make the environment like that. Then they won't cause me the cliff also. And if they do cause me the cliff, Allah wants to raise me now. I made the intention, I won't now. What do you say, tit for tat? They told me, I made the niyat. I won't give the clips. I won't say anything. Allah will test you now. Whether true in your niyat or not. So Allah says, you don't make the niyat, you will give the clip. You don't make the niyat, you will make give the clip. You don't make the niyat not to look at haram, you will look at haram. You have to make the niyat. Two niyats every morning. Ya Allah, I won't cause the clip to anyone. Huququl ibad. Entire creation, Ya Allah, I won't cause the clip to anyone. And huququllah, Ya Allah, today I will make you absolutely happy by fulfilling all your ibadats and all your huquq. In that is the huquq of Nabi alayhi salam, his rights and the rights of Allah. In two intentions every morning, we have to make it. Once you made the intention, Allah's help with us. Allah's help with us, my salah will come to. I made the intention. I made the intention. The meeting now was scheduled for namaz time, something happened, hey, good by namaz. You made the intention. You thought now something is going to break down, something is going to happen. Because you made the intention, Allah made it happen for you. Then you realize, you know what, I'm not controlling my dunya. It is by making intention, tapping into the system of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's help is with me. Allah's help, things are happening. And doesn't happen accordingly, now is my test. Now is my test, Allah wants to raise me. Allah wants to bring me closer. Then Hazrat says also, that you'll make the intention. And you begin to become conscious of the intention. Somebody is irritating you. Somebody now is causing you some taklif. So because I made the intention, so before I was snapped immediately. Now because I made the intention, so I didn't snap. But the person carried on, whether it was the wife, whether it was the worker, whether it was this. So now I'm a little sabr. After 4 or 5 minutes, I told the person, oh, now you're pushing me now. Now you're pushing me. Just now I'm going to snap. So before you snap instantly, now it took 5 minutes. Then you became a bit good at this now. Make a little bit of sabr. Then he went to 8 minutes. Then he went to 10 minutes. And then the wife is still carrying on. 15 minutes. See, now I'm in sabr 15 minutes. You saw? 15 minutes. So you must understand now how high I'm going. 15 minutes already. Now, if you say one more thing, then I might just lose it. Hazrat says, Istar is still not made. Even if you make sabr for half an hour, and then you snapped after half an hour, your Istar is not made still. Don't think now, you know what, alhamdulillah, I've come so far. They say the أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Allah says, look at the camel, how Allah created it. He said, the difference between the camel and the elephant. Elephant looks back at how far it came and gets happy. The camel looks further ahead, how much more to go. So don't become like one elephant. Hey, I came so far. And now you pacify your nafs. See, half an hour you made sabr. Subhanallah, your islah is mashallah. No. The camel looks at how much left and how much water I've got in my hump. And he pushes, and he pushes, and he pushes. There's a camel. So you see, Allah says, look at the camel, how Allah Ta'ala made it. They say, we also the same. Don't say, says, when you don't snap at all, now understand, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal. وَلَوَ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Zakim himself will quote this over and over again. It was not the fazal of Allah. وَلَوَ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Is not the fazl, the kindness, the grace of Allah upon you and His rahmat. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ أَحَدًا أَبَدًا. No, none of you would ever be able to make His tazkiyah, His reformation ever impossible. Only those two things, Allah's fazl, Allah's rahmat. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَيْ. Allah says, only Allah Ta'ala purifies whom He wants to. How? Through His fazl and through His rahmat. How you know get the fazl of Allah? How you read the rahmat of Allah? Make sabr. Don't say anything. Don't cause taklif. Now as you keep in quiet and you're not saying anything and you're still smiling, Allah's fazal is pouring upon you. Allah's rahmat is pouring upon you. And as Muhammad Sula Khan Sahib used to say, khub luto. Khub luto. Luto means loot. Loot how much you want. Take from Allah how much you want right now. Take. The doors are opening. Because you're making sabr and your dunya is being... Now you know, shout this stuff. You know, shout him. How many times I must tell you? How many times I must tell you? And now you have a go at him. Because I'm paying him. There's a way to tell him also. Yes. There's a way how to tell him. The way how to speak. How to come across. Right now I'm making sabr. Allah's fazal is coming upon me. Rahmat. This is the only time he's going to come now. Now take how much you want. Lutlu Allah said. Take from Allah how much you want. Fill your tank as much as you want. And now when you can't take it anymore, now you go to the masjid. Now you cry to Allah. Heart is burning. I could have told him this. I could have told him that. Could have warned her. Could have threatened her. Now, cry to Allah. Then the person won't now lose his head anymore. Now the tazkiyah is coming in. Now he sees the noor of iman coming. The noor of iman. Now he realizes how to become an insan. That my wife is insan. My children are insan. My workers are insan. And what's the ultimate? I am understanding that I see J. Allah Ta'ala's court of justice. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adl. Allah commands you with justice. Allah says, now were you just or not? So then I'm preparing myself to stand before Allah. But if I fail here, I won't fail there. And remember, every day I'm walking the full sirat. I mustn't slip. I must get to the end of the day, alhamdulillah. All my amal would have taken place. All my amal, alhamdulillah, went smoothly. I hurt nobody today. Allah shukar. And then to make istighfar. And then to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah for His fazl and for His rahmat, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. What time was that? 35. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله بقدر حسنه وجماله رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله. Allah grant us complete and perfect islahum, may Allah islah for all our a'malum, may Allah islah for our akhlaqum, may Allah complete islah, rectification, reformation of all our ibadatum, may Allah, our akhlaqum, may Allah, our mu'amalat, Allah our social dealings, Allah social interactions, our business dealings, oh Allah, our imaniyatum, may Allah, Allah rectify our entire lives, oh may Allah, internally, externally, from head to toe, our dressing, our thinking, our mindsets, oh may Allah, our households, our businesses, our entire life, O may Allah, bring it according to your commandments, O may Allah, in the lifestyle, in the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Kareem Rahim Allah, open our hearts, O may Allah. Give us life within our hearts, O may Allah. Revive our hearts, O may Allah. Give us, ya Allah, the knowledge of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us intense and deep love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make amal upon every sunnah, in every condition, wherever we are, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept our lives, our health, our wealth, our time, except our families, our progenies, our homes, our businesses, O may Allah, for the khidmat of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll keep us in your rahmat, in your fazl, in your karam, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, before we stand before you, O May Allah, in your court of justice, O May Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, rectify us, O May Allah. Give us complete islah, O May Allah. There is no fear upon us, Ya Allah, when we come to you, when we reach you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Bless us and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the Ummah, O May Allah. Protect the Muslims of Gaza, O May Allah. O May Kareem, Rahim Allah, give them himmat, O May Allah. Give them victory, O May Allah. Establish your deen, O May Allah. Ya Allah, let the Qurban be a means of hidayah for entire humanity till the day of Qiyamah. And a lesson for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah, to be steadfast, O May Allah, to be loyal to O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka